الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يسألونك ماذا أحل لهم قل أحل لكم الطيبات وما علمتم من الجوارح مكلبين تعلمونهن مما علمكم الله فكلوا مما أمسكنا عليكم واذكروا اسم الله عليه واتقوا الله إن الله سريع الحساب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about those animals that were permissible, those animals that were made impermissible and unlawful to consume. In today's verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they ask you what is halal for them. So tell them, أُحِلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, all the good, wholesome, pure foods, etc. These are all halal for them. And there was one question that was left behind, and Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this. After that, that what about eating animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَا عَلَّمْتُم مِّنَ الْجَوَارِحِ مُكَلِّبِينَ تُعَلِّمُونَهُنَّ مِمَّا عَلَّمَكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you have to hunt down animals through the means of some bird, for example the falcon, etc., or through the means of a hunting dog, etc., then that animal that is hunted down, is it permissible for us to consume that or not? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentions that that is permissible so long as there's some conditions found, etc., that that animal is not hunting down that animal for itself. So if that bird hunts down that animal for itself and not for the master, or if that trained dog has to hunt that animal down for itself and not for the master, and if it brings the animal to the master, and before that the animal dies, the master had the opportunity to still read tasmiyah, etc., and he did not do so, then there's an issue. So there's conditions that need to be checked in the books of fiqh, etc., for permissibility of eating such animals. But if that trained dog hunts down an animal and brings that animal before the master, and the master has the opportunity to then read tasmiyah, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then eat from there, then this is permissible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا عَلَّمْتُم مِّنَ الْجَوَارِحِ. Another clause, another condition, we see that these dogs that are sent out to hunt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word here, jawarih. They must also injure the animal properly. In other words, the effects of that must be seen on that animal as well. So here you teach the dog, you train the dog how to hunt, or the falcon now hunts on behalf of the master, not for itself. تُعَلِّمُونَهُنَّ مِمَّا عَلَّمَكُمُ اللَّهِ. You teach them from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught you. In other words, how to hunt. Then Allah says, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا أَمْسَكْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ. If they have to catch any animal for you and bring it before you, so if they got hold of any animal, then you can eat from there. وَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. But don't forget, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon that animal. In other words, it's clear here that they brought this animal here for you and not for themselves. If they have to just hunt down any animal and then they consume from them, then that will be impermissible, because that shows that they did so for their own reasons, for themselves. But if they have to bring it before the master, and the master has the opportunity to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at first before consuming, then this is permissible. Hypothetically speaking, if it happens and the animal dies before it reaches you, will this be permissible to consume or not? According to the Hanafis also, it will be permissible, because we understand from here that the animal is trained to hunt for the master and not for itself. And this condition is found as well in the books of fiqh. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in taking account of it.